Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Warriors would like to not play a clutch game here if they can avoid that. Looney, past the corner, there's Draymond. He'll take a three, it's up and good, right in front of the Warrior bench. And that could be your night-night shot right there, 112-97. Draymond working downstairs. We appreciate Draymond's hard work.
Tim.
Yes, can you hear me?
Barely, but just talk. I'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you, Draymond. We appreciate the effort. Talk about how special it is. You know what it's like when you go back to Detroit. How special is this, you know, for Steph Curry? And what are you guys trying to do to make his life easier?
Man, just want to come in here and get a win. I think a year or two ago, we lost the game, and I tricked it off. So we just want to come out here and get a win, bounce back from last game, and then obviously the homecoming. You know, you always, when we go to another guy's hometown, we're always trying to win for that guy. Obviously, if you're going to try to win for anybody, that's the guy we want to win for.
Well, Draymond, I want to talk to you about a skill that you have, and you showed it off a couple times tonight. You're fighting for a rebound. You got a body on you. You know you can't grab the rebound, but you're going to try to deflect it to a teammate. You know, how did you develop that skill?
I watch a lot of basketball, and Tyson Chandler was, I think, the best in NBA history at, you know, just getting his team extra shots without coming up with the actual two-hand rebound. But he was slapping it out, and they won a world championship with him doing that. So just try to take, stuff out of guys' books that's done it at an elite level in this league.
Well, you had a great one to Kevon, as I mentioned, right at the end of the game. Hey, Buddy Hield was really good tonight. It was kind of nice to see him. See some shots go through the hoop.
It was. Your buddy had a tough game last game. But in 82 games, that's going to happen. But he bounced back in a major way tonight. He brought great energy to the floor. He made shots. You know, we'll need him to continue to be that way.
8-2 in the last 10.
Let's go 8-2 in the next 10 or 10 and up.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, I really appreciate you and you, the fact that you stayed with it down there. Thank you so much.
No problem, Tim. Thank you.
All right. Draymond Green, our guest. Draymond, with a total of 16 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists. And like I said, he had about 4 tips tonight where he would tip a rebound right to a teammate and something good would happen. The possession continued. They get a fresh 14 on the clock. Or in Kevon Looney's case, Kevon got a bucket right at the rim thanks to Draymond Green. Back in Charlotte, Tim Roy topside. As we get set for what should be an interesting end of the road trip in New York and at Brooklyn, Warriors head to New York tonight, and will play tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, then over to the Barclays Center to finish off the road trip against the Nets and then come back home for 7. And as we mentioned during the broadcast, the schedule totally balanced. Home, road, above 500, below 500. Just crazy how this has all worked out. Tonight, the Warriors get contributions up and down the lineup. Buddy Hield, his 9th 20-point game of the season. They're 10-0 now when Buddy scores at least 19. Warriors had 3 players with double-doubles. Draymond Green, 16 points and 12 rebounds. 19 and 11 for Pajemski, and 21 points and 10 assists for Steph Curry, his 8th double-double of the season and his 4th against Charlotte in his career. Pajemski, a season-high tying 4 threes. The Warriors took 50 threes tonight. They made 18. 18 of 50 from downtown. 11 of 40 for Charlotte. So the Warriors outscored the Hornets by 21 from 3 and forced 17 turnovers. Only 16 points off those turnovers, so that's way below their 27 points off turnover average since the arrival of Jimmy Butler, but they still outscored the Hornets on points off turnovers 16-4 in this game. Again, another huge factor in this contest. So for Golden State, 21 for Curry, 22 for Buddy Hield. He had 5 rebounds as well. 19 for Pajemski, 16 for Draymond Green, and 13 points for Jimmy Butler III. The Warriors shot 42%. The Charlotte's a 39. Hornets were paced by Miles Bridges. He, even though he was a minus 20 tonight on the floor, he is a really good player, and he is, I think, one of their building blocks for the future. 34 minutes, 35 points, 9 rebounds, 25 points for LaMelo Ball, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. He was 8 of 21 from the field. They didn't get a lot from the bench, but they did get 10 points from Tijan Salah, their young rookie. He's only 19. I said, you know, he's not there yet, but he is intriguing. And I think that's going to be something to look forward to if you are a Hornet fan.